Having a job alongside their study at university is something that many students around the world, and obviously also in Germany, do. According to the Student Union, 2/3 of German students work part-time. Today, we want to find out why. Isn't studying already taking all of your time? What encourages students to sacrifice their precious leisure time and go working instead? What about the minority that decides to focus on their studies exclusively? What are their reasons? To get some answers, we'll now talk to Monja and Christina, who both do have part-time jobs, as well as Renee, who doesn't. They are going to tell us about why they decided to work part-time and what advantages and disadvantages they personally see in it. First, we're going to talk to Monja. Hi, Monja.
Hey, how are you?
So, why did you decide to get a part-time job? And what exactly is it that you do?
Well, I'm a very hands-on person. I mean, university is fun to me to some extent, but I really gotta get practical too. Text concepts and also theories, they're nice to have, I think, but I prefer actually using them. So for example, besides going to university, I also work part-time in a human resources department here in Düsseldorf. Now you're probably wondering in what way I can use the material from university there. Well, if you think about pragmatics, for example, a branch of linguistics, when we started talking about the concept of politeness first, I knew right away that I could use it for my job. And it's amazing how helpful this concept actually is. It really inspired me to think about strategies that we use in our everyday lives to be polite in our social interactions. And this is also what I love, the effect of realizing that you've actually learned something you can use in your life. I mean, there's nothing more frustrating than studying dry theories that you'll never ever hear outside of university anymore, right?
Oh, I can definitely see where you're coming from. Learning all of these things at university is certainly interesting, but it is for the most part not going to help us learn any skills that are useful in a working environment. In what other regards has your job been different from university?
Well, it's crazy how much I've learned in my part-time job so far. Working environments are really something different. It's not like school or your seminars at university where you can just go in the morning, sit down and not say anything the entire day if you don't feel like it. At work, you really gotta participate and be active and come up with good ideas and solutions. If you don't, people will be disappointed in you and you won't get the interesting jobs anymore. I'm pretty sure that whatever it is that I learn at my job will be advantages for my professional career later on. Just think about a simple thing such as talking on the phone, for example. That is so useful. For example, I have learned how to answer the phone, what kind of questions to ask, and most importantly, how to give good and informative answers. Plus, you really learn how to adapt to the corporate culture of a company. The way people interact isn't the same in every company. I've learned how to observe first the way people behave and treat one another. Then, after some time, I adapted to it and I could really tell a difference. You become part of that community. It's almost like a family with its specific habits and rules and everything. First, you gotta observe and learn, and then you can assimilate yourself into that family and live their culture. To me, it is so much fun to check out all the corporate cultures that companies have. It kind of reminds me of traveling. No matter where you go, you always have to rethink your habits and manners.
So you seem to enjoy your work a lot, but let's be honest. Isn't the money also an important factor?
Well, for me, it's not so much about the money. I mean, it definitely is a nice benefit, no doubt about that. But it is way more important to me to be able to collect all those different experiences. The more companies I see, the more I learn. People working there, they're all so different, and so are the procedures and also the methods they use. Every new job is a new adventure, kind of. Everything is new again, and you gotta start from the beginning every single time. I really like being in new environments and having new people around me once in a while. That way it doesn't get boring and I am confronted with new challenges.
Well, that was an interesting insight. Thank you, Monja.
You're welcome.
Next, we're going to talk to Christina. Hello, Christina.
Hi.
The questions for you are the same as for Monja. Why did you decide to get yourself a part-time job? And what exactly are you doing?
Well, when I first applied for a job at the Lego company, my intentions were pretty obvious. I just wanted to earn money because I knew that my studies would make me leave my hometown Hamburg, and I just wanted to be prepared for all the expenses you have to deal with once you're on your own. So I was really happy to take the job as a sales assistant because it was something I was really eager to try. I mean, I really like working with people, having conversations with customers who are thankful for the advice I give and whose enthusiasm then reassures me that I'm doing a good job. And it's even the less likable consumers who complain a lot or do not at all appreciate your service who are somehow also beneficial, because you can learn how to deal with problems and how to approach people who just seem inherently grumpy and unhappy. But I've learned that it's actually those people who only need a few nice words or a smile to lighten them up again. So sometimes I'm not only a mere sales assistant, but feel more like a barkeeper who has to listen to all kinds of stories. And I really mean all kinds of stories. It might sound a little mean, I guess, but I don't care about 90% of the stuff that people keep telling me. It's just that many of them do not realize that I'm there to do my job, not because I want to make friends. But as long as I don't feel uncomfortable, I'm fine with my bartender role. And hey, you always have great stories to tell at home.
Okay, I'd love to hear these stories, but I'm afraid we don't have time for that. But how about telling me about the benefits of your job instead? In what way do you think will it help you in the future?
Well, besides making money and having fun at work, the job offers me some perspectives concerning my future career. As you probably know, the LEGO Group is a global company, and all internal communication is in English. Although I must admit that sometimes it's a little ridiculous to have all these English terms when all the people around you are actually native speakers of German, but as a student of English I would really like to speak the language regularly once I have a permanent job. And during the 2.5 years that I've been working for LEGO now, I learned a lot about the company's ideas and messages, and I think that I can represent the brand's values and goals pretty well. Another thing I really appreciate is the familiar working environment, and I consider the LEGO company as a very good employer, which is why I definitely want to apply for a job in the marketing branch when I finished university. And since the marketing department also organizes store events, I already got the chance to see what kinds of ideas and projects do work on the floor and what kind of plans did not turn out so well. So I think that the experiences I made as a sales assistant could really be helpful for future planning, because I have been in direct touch with customers and thus know a lot about their actual wishes and needs. And I should also mention that the job has not only taught me a lot about the company itself, it also has a positive impact on my personal development. It deepens my sense for responsibility, reliability, and autonomy.
Really? Do you have a concrete example for that?
As a floor leader, for example, I'm part of the management team and responsible for the staff in the sales area, their assignments, and the quality of the service provided. I think the experiences and the liability this position comes along with are highly regarded criteria for future job interviews as well.
Thanks for sharing your experiences with us, Christina.
You're very welcome.
However, not every student does have a part-time job. For some, there are simply not enough reasons to get one. For this, we're now going to talk to Renee, who is one of these people. Hello, Renee.
Hello.
So, Renee, tell us. What are your reasons for deciding against having a part-time job?
Yeah, well, having a job in addition to going to university has both advantages and disadvantages, of course. But I want to talk more about why I don't have a job right now and how I feel about getting one while still studying. My reasons are that, first, I don't really feel like I need a job right now since I still live at home with my parents. I have their financial support and don't have to worry about paying for rent or food. The need to get a job just never came up until now because of this, so I haven't really thought about it that much. Second, going to university already takes up enough time as it is. I can't imagine going there, studying for my classes and working in addition to that without getting terribly exhausted. As it is right now, that wouldn't be worth it, since I also need quite a lot of time just for myself to adjust to stress and anxieties of all sorts. Even though we can put together our university schedules ourselves, in my case it never turns out having enough gaps so that I would even think about putting a job somewhere in there. Maybe it would even start to negatively affect my performance in class, something I really wouldn't be happy with. Also, from experience in school, teachers weren't especially empathetic towards students who had to work, even though they were within their last years of school and who therefore performed worse in class. Who says my professor would understand it better? I think at one point or another I would have to choose if I want to neglect either my job or my grades.
Wow, that doesn't sound like you're a big supporter of part-time jobs at all. Isn't there anything that you can think of that would be an actual reason for you to get a job after all?
Well, I definitely see advantages in my situation since I have less stressful weeks and more free time, but I am aware of the disadvantages as well. I won't get any work experience if my situation should stay that way, which will prove of major disadvantage should I eventually try to find work after finishing university. I will also stay financially dependent on my parents for a while, making their lives unnecessarily harder as well. Though I do have plans to move out soon, and then I will try to cover my expenses with money from BAföG, at least at first.
All right, thank you, René.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Considering all this, I think we can conclude that having a job allows students to gather useful early experiences in the job world. This makes it easier for them to start a career once the time at university is over, by acquiring skills that no amount of theory can teach you. Aside from that, it also allows them to earn money of their own, allowing them to be more independent from their parents. There are, however, also several downsides to having a part-time job as a student. Most importantly, and obviously, having a job means that students have less time to dedicate to their studies, making it harder for them to properly keep up with everything at university. This is especially a problem during examinations, when students would rather use their time to revise than to work. In the end, every student needs to decide individually whether he or she is able to coordinate studying with an additional working schedule. Just make sure that you can handle the double challenge, and it might offer you great experiences.